Asterio was a 7th grader and began classes at C.H. Reeves after graduating from Claridge Primary last spring. While it was only his first year at the junior high school, it was clear he touched the lives of many, including senior staff members who were brought to tears during this morning's memorial service. And his family says school was one of Asterio's favorite places. They say he was so eager to return after a long Easter break that he wasted no time pressing his school uniform. Evelyn Ferguson spoke on behalf of the family. Fighting back tears, she says Asterio was a young boy on the right path.
To you who don't know Asterio, Asterio is a very special young man. Even though God has taken him away from us so early, the short time that he spent with us is very precious and valuable. Asterio are so faithful. You call him anytime, and he is always there humbly, willing and waiting and ready to do just what you ask him to do.
But no one could predict that his life would be cut so short in such a tragic accident. Police say Asterio was accidentally shot around midday on Sunday in his Nassau Village home. His brother was also injured in the incident and is still in hospital. Police say the peer found their father's shotgun in their home shortly after he had returned from a wash house. Family members say the incident has taken an emotional toll on the boy's father, who is absent from the service this morning. Ferguson says it's a tough time for all, and they're relying on their faith to pull them through.
So we trust that all of us be comforted and put our hearts and our mind on God and ask him to give us the inner strength to keep us and to carry us on as we live the rest of our lives.
Asterio's homeroom teacher, Katara Charlot, says all of his schoolmates like the young boy. She adds that some of his classmates are taking his death particularly hard, and counselors have been helping them work through their grief.
Asterio was a loving child. He was very respectful. He was very obedient, very mannerly. Never gave any problem. He was a pleasure to be around and a pleasure to teach. Everyone is saddened at this time because to hear of his loss, especially the accidental loss, it really affected a lot of the students that were really close to him.
As everyone who knew him tries to move on, his family is asking that they remain in everyone's prayers. Reporting for Guardian News Network, I'm Royston Jones.